And to think that here you are, a married man, George, and that you should be the one to carry off Hedda Gabler. The beautiful Hedda Gabler. Only think of it. She that was so beset with admirers.
Yes, I fancy I have several good friends about town who would like to stand in my shoes, eh?
And then this fine long wedding tour you've had. More than five, well, nearly 6 months.
Well, for me, it has been a sort of tour of research as well. I have had to do so much grubbing among old records and read no end of books too, Auntie.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. But listen now, George. Have you nothing special to tell me?
As to our journey?
Yes.
No, I don't know of anything except what I have told you in my letters. I had a doctor's degree conferred on me, but that I told you yesterday.
Oh, yes, you did. But what I mean is, haven't you any expectations?
Expectations?
Well, you know, George. George, I'm your old auntie.
Why, of course I have expectations.
Ah.
I have every expectation of being a professor one of these days.
Oh, yes. A professor.
Indeed, I may say I am certain of it. But, my dear auntie, you know about all that already.
Yes, of course I do. You're quite right there. But we were talking about your journey. It must have cost a great deal of money, George.
Well, you see, my handsome travelling scholarship went a good way.
But I can't understand how you could have made it go far enough for two.
No, that's not easy to understand.
And especially travelling with a lady. They tell me that makes it ever so much more expensive.
Yes, of course, it makes it a little more expensive, but Hedda had to have this trip, Auntie. She really had to. Nothing else would have done.
No, I suppose not. A wedding tour seems to be quite indispensable nowadays. But tell me now, have you gone thoroughly over the house yet?
Yes, you may be sure I have. I have been afoot ever since daylight.
And what do you think of it all?
I'm delighted, quite delighted. Only I can't think what we are going to do with the two empty rooms between this drawing room and Hedda's bedroom.
My dear George, I dare say you may find some use for them in the course of time.
Why, of course you're right, Aunt Julia. You mean as my library increases,
Oh, yes, quite so, my dear boy. Yes, it was your library I was thinking of.
I am specially pleased on Hedda's account. Often and often before we were engaged, she said that she would never care to live anywhere but in Secretary Falk's villa.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was lucky.